Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, the stars of the Urban Culture Drive. Candace is in the building.
Yes, hello everybody.
Totally in the building. How many accents do you have in life?
Well, I can do a couple. I can do a British one.
Yes.
I can do like an American one too. Yes. I can do a Nigerian one.
Yeah.
And then I can also do like a Spanish one, Espanol.
Yes.
Like Ramos, don't go. Yeah. Don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I can do a couple.
And then how
those
do you...
Those are my top four.
Okay, so it's not bipolar. It's it's like quadpolar.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I do have a couple of different personalities.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
I think it's fun. It keeps people on their toes.
It certainly keeps them something. Yeah.
Because you're never going to get the same person twice.
That's great.
That must come for something.
Yeah, I'm sure you're yeah. What do your exes say about that?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Does it make sense now?
Okay,
does
yeah.
That finally makes sense. Yeah.
What's that? You don't have
I don't exes? Have, I don't have exes.
Situationships.
Job, you seem confused
not
by all of this.
What are you
like
saying,
I'm just processing. Situationships, no exes. What's next, happening?
Next.
Zero.
Mm.
Cabinet reshuffle.
What do yours say about you?
With what? With the voice or what?
No, what are they? What's your feedback from exes, Job?
Exes. I'm a great lover, man.
Ah.
I just have problems.
The way you said that is...
Yeah, like, no pun intended.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a genuine lover. I give love.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have, as like any other human, have their own problems. Yeah, but yeah, generally, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Well, that's I'm glad we've reached that consensus. Craig Osexy.
Yeah, Craig Osexy. Craig Osexy.
Craig Osexy.
Literally like yes. Craig Zero Sexy.
Craig Zero Sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, absolutely cool. The one thing I'm particularly concerned is that, you know, Candace can do all these international accents, but she actually doesn't have a South African accent, which is pretty creepy.
I do have a South African accent.
Why didn't you mention it?
This is the one I'm using right now, guys.
You see.
I'm more concerned about the fact that your surname is Sexy. I don't know.
Don't I wish.
I would imagine the people at Home Affairs have quite a lot to say about that.
No, fam. It's not even like that. That's just my Instagram handle.
It's cool. Well, then I definitely need to see your Instagram account. Cause
you. Oh, yeah. It is something to behold, Arya.
Craigo.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Zero, not O.
Oh, zero. Yeah. As in the number zero.
The number zero.
Okay,
I
there we go.
I just needed that for flavor.
Oh,
for dramatic effect.
It's lit.
For drama.
For shorts and six packs and all sorts of... Yeah.
All sorts of education, guys.
Yes.
Let me forget.
Bless. Bafke, man. Bafke.
Education.
Bafke.
This is quite an Instagram that you've got
right?
there.
Do you understand?
Do you know what the funny thing is about Instagram is that you can meet someone in real... There's two ways it can go. You either meet someone in real life and then see their Instagram.
Yeah.
And then there's like, you have a... You're like, interesting. Or you, see them on Instagram, then meet them in real life.
And it's always like
this
two different...
This is not what I thought your Instagram would be.
I know. I mean, it's always weird because I do completely different things. Just like Candace has got like five people in her. I've got two. I've got, honestly, there are two people that live in me, and I acknowledge
who
that
are
one
they?
Makes it. One is Fiso.
Is that like the humble guy from Limzaza?
Is the chilled guy. Mm. And I think everyone should learn to, you know, accept who they are.
Mm.
And that's when you start to accept your personality. Mm. So Fiso came to Joburg, and he's the insecure, but, you know, focused on studies, focused on trying to... Mm. Believing the best out of everybody. And Craig Osexy comes and says, hey, you know, it's time for you to
Take your pants off.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I just try to put yourself out there, do something different, be on Urban Culture Drive, be a model, do things that, you know, Scorsese just wouldn't do. And the fact that I've acknowledged those two,
I dig that.
It just works for me.
I really do. Like, I think that's different. You know, we're living in a day and age where the hardest thing to be is almost honest.
Mm.
Every photo you put up on Instagram, you Photoshop yourselves. I don't know why people are so upset that magazines do it. We Photoshop ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we sort of give out a perception of ourselves. So I think that's cool to get to a point of sort of self-actualization and realizing that there's two different aspects to you. So if each of you had to introduce yourselves with one sentence, what would that sentence be?
Can I go first?
Ladies first.
Candace Coulson, a non-conformist. Hmm. I even have that on my resume, guys. Like, I want you to know that I'm not your average. With all due respect, hey, and I mean it with the most sincerity ever. Go ahead, Craig.
Greg was sexy. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything sexual at least once.
Wow, that's a great, that's quite a way to lead. Oh, we're still going to come back to that, yeah?
Yo, how do I talk? yeah, job, the guy with the voice.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, you really, really do. It's like that's a signature trademark.
Yeah, I try everything and anything. So yeah,
you know what I mean. I always say, quit your job and actually get the person job. Yeah. You know what I mean. Job.
So how, the three of you are incredibly cool personalities, super colorful personalities. How do you like? What jobs do you have? Your CV says that you're incredibly different, which to an HR department would be such a red flag. You are, yeah, you come in with your whole thing. I lead by the fact that I'm trisexual thing. You, yeah. So let's start with you. What is, how do you make money?
So, job doesn't make money.
Money makes jobs.
Okay.
So, money is a way of following job around, fortunately.
Cool.
So, job. Well,
what does that mean? You have to explain that.
Yeah,
thing.
So. Job is civil engineer by cool. qualification.
Oh, cool.
Site engineer by trade.
Cool.
And now radio show producer
cool.
by passion.
Cool.
And in all of those, I've had a period in time where I've cashed in each of the different departments. Now I'm in production and I'm chasing that thing. So money will eventually
follow.
Get there once I get my footing. My
I
footing,
like
okay.
that. How, what do your folks feel about that?
My folks are very supportive, so I was
cool.
raised by my grandparents.
Cool.
For support, like surprisingly, their level of thinking and outlook, and they're 70 something, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're always very encouraging and support. They don't understand, they don't have a clue with
yeah.
what I'm doing. I try and explain, they don't understand it, but all they say is, as long as you're happy doing it, hey.
Keep cool. doing it.
Yeah. So that's job, the rebel.
Cool. I dig it, Craig.
Oh, yeah. What don't I do?
Yes.
I'm famous for being famous, darling.
Exactly.
You know? Number one, I'm a champagne lover. I'm obsessed with bubbles, guys. Really. That's just one thing I do every Sunday.
Yeah.
I cook. I'm obsessed with cooking gourmet meals. So if you check out my Instagram, you
yeah,
will notice.
Yeah, Instagram is amazing on a Sunday
yeah, pay,
morning.
Yeah, I cook, you know. But professionally, I'm actually a lecturer
at
Tony University of Technology. I research corporate investment finance. So I just did I finished off my master's in finance. It's actually been 2 years. So it's been a while. I studied at Tux just like Candace, Les, and Job. And you know what I decided to do when I got to Job? Like I decided to diversify into different things about my personality. Like I said, I've got two personalities living within me.
Mm.
And I started modeling, and my Instagram started to just, you know, shoot up to a point where I started being approached by brands such as Adidas and becoming brand influence, you know, doing brand influencing
cool.
gigs. And, you know, I also got a interesting gig with some swimwear called HX Closet and Nico Underwear. They're based in Cape Town. And it's been such a fantastic journey because you get to meet a lot of really cool people. You get to be, you know, and now I'm on Urban Culture Drive. I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah.
So it's just like,
look
I don't
that.
Know. You know what I mean? Right. But it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Candace?
Marketing creative by trade. It's not as fancy as theirs. I mean, I don't have their kind of degrees around here. And then I work in business banking innovation. Part-time model. I also act on Generation. I'm joking. No, guys. I'm a marketing person and I work in business banking innovation. And really that's it. I have nothing else to add to that.
Okay.
Do you want to ask me something? You look like you want to ask me.
But you see, that's the dynamic duo that makes the
urban culture.
I think
it's fantastic,
drive.
Yeah. And then there's the very average fourth member as well.
Yes.
Yes.
The
oh, the guy behind the scenes, the other guy.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Les?
Lusejo. Yes.
I think he's in banking. I'm not sure. I'm joking. We love him and he leads us and he's just a great person. Great leader.
Yes. The king of flexi hours, because the amount of times I see Lusejo not in office hours outside of the office is remarkable to me.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Candace, Job, and Craig Zero Sexy. I'm saying it right, yeah?
Craig O Sexy.
Yeah. Yes. Other side of this, Craig, you're going to tell us all about the time that you ran into Bonang at Home Affairs and there was a
I need to know.
And she'd run out of pages in her passport and used it. And it was a whole thing.
I was, you know.
You're going to tell us in a sec. It's very exciting to run into Bonang in general, but to run into her at Home Affairs is a whole other story.
Because
does she queue? Does she have someone who like is holding up an umbrella? You're going to tell us. Oh, it's very exciting. We're going to find out next.
Hellman on
CliffCentral.com. So, Craig06, you're standing at Home Affairs in Randburg.
Yes.
And just take me through the entire thing. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I planned a trip with a best friend of mine.
Yes.
And we were going to Bali because I was turning 30, so I needed some spiritual, you know, place that would take me away from Zanzi, get rid of all the negative energy. Anyway, fast forward, when I booked the plane tickets, my passport was expiring in June.
Okay.
So it was sort of still valid because I booked it around about October, November, because I had never flown anywhere and I waited this long because I said, you know, I wasn't in sync with traveling at that time. And February, it's time to travel. As I am going to the airport and I'm checking in, you know, I'm excited. I'm with my best friend and everything's systems go. Check-in counter, they tell me, listen, your passport is actually expiring in less than 6 months, so you are not going anywhere. Even if you were to fly to Indonesia, they're going to arrest you and take you back here as a criminal because they think that if you go there with a passport that's not going to be active for longer than 6 months, then you're not going to come back. You know, you're going to be like a Nigerian or something.
Yeah.
Sorry, no offense to me.
That's a lot. Okay.
You know, so eventually, as I, you know, I take the hard train, go to Home Affairs, trying to fix this as quickly as I possibly can, and I'm seeing the queue, and as I'm chilling, it's your girl, B. She sees me, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, yo, I'm out of passport papers, you know, my passport's out of papers. So we just did this thing together, very quickly, very swift.
Okay, there you go, because Home Affairs is quite a process.
It wasn't, yeah.
To sort a passport situation out. And then does everybody kind of like split like the Red Sea when Bonang walks in?
I promise you, everyone takes selfies, everyone greets, but she's so super cool. I've met her a couple of times. There was a shoot that she did in 2015 for Drum. And, you know, before she became, you know, the Queen Bee, the Queen of Champagne, and I'm obsessed with her work ethic more than anything and how she treats everybody the same, yeah.
So this show is called The Urban Culture Drive. And urban culture is quite a strong sort of term to have in the name of something and in the DNA of what it is that you're trying to create and the conversation that you're trying to evoke. What is at the root of this show and what is it that you're trying to achieve in terms of millennials that are consuming the show every week?
So when we started the show with Lesego, the aim was to create a platform where we can entice or communicate or relate with millennials. And discuss issues surrounding them and affecting them and that are for them. So hence the urban culture drive. So we're looking at what is happening in the space now, how it's affecting the youth in the space now, and giving our experiences and our stories relating to that in order to assist in other, whether it's to open up, create platforms, or just to enlighten the guys.
But in a cool way. Sometimes people speak about I'm doing a youth show and then it's like a government official every week coming in to speak about this development program and that one and all of that.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most interesting thing about being young in 2018?
Opportunity.
More so than ever, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we're just saying that or do you think really that exists?
For real, I think, let me just jump in there. I think you look at something like the internet and you look at Vine stars, you look at your Justin Biebers, you look at all of these people that literally posted something online and, you know, gained stardom.
Yeah.
The social media sort of phenomenon where literally you call the shots. Like, you have a social media profile and this could take you any place, anywhere in the world. This is what opens you up to the rest of the world. And I think that's a really interesting aspect. And what a time to be alive. What a time to exist, guys. 2018. You can dream it, you can do it. Like, you don't ask permission. We don't ask permission like our parents had to, or those who came before us. Now we go and we take what we want. I mean, a few years ago, the three of us would have gotten together with our day jobs that we have and dreamt of being on a radio show, and we'd be told, nah, B, you know, you might want to get back to the bank, Lesego, you know. But now we have access to all of these things and we can do it. It's being made available.
But tell me about not finding that overwhelming, because I sometimes think, like, sure, there's just so many things you could do, or you could just sit and watch TV. So, actually, let me not think about the options. Let me rather just focus on, I'm kind of taking my time with the whole thing, and it can be somewhat overwhelming as well.
Absolutely.
I think I'll jump in here since I have the most amount of jobs, the most amount of qualifications. Yes, I'm flexing. Anyway.
PhD vibes.
I think that, you know, it always goes back to what Urban Culture Drive is in terms of being a diversified individual who's able to manage their time. I mean, Les, when he selected this entire team, he was specific on the type of caliber he wanted. So he wouldn't just go for a Candace if a Candace could be a Candace on the show. You know, he wanted somebody like Craig who's able to balance out. He wanted somebody like Job who's brave enough to leave a career in engineering, Marianne Roberts, just to venture out. And that shows you that the kind of people that we are able to sort of balance things out. Mm. Our time management skills, our work ethic, we're committed in whatever thing that we're venturing into. I mean, radio is just one of them. The other things that we are doing on the side, together or not together. So it's just an interesting bunch of diversified people. And the interesting thing that we all have in common is that we're all single.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was planned or, but we're not.
I think that was strategy. Liz.
Let's ask the omnipresent force here. What was it that went into choosing these people that are on the show?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Sam and Carl. We can. Yeah.
Roger that.
Well, first things first. They all needed to be single. So, like, no distractions. Well, like, you know, we couldn't afford that. None of this, oh, guys, I can't make it in February because, like, Valentine's Day, no.
Vacation.
No, we don't need that. Okay, on a serious note, I just think it's about the caliber of people that you have and the work ethic that they have, right? So, one, it's cool to be interesting, it's cool to be cool, but if you can't put any work behind that, then what's the point? It's not going to work out. So you needed guys that could balance each other out, first of all. We needed people that had explicitly different personalities.
Yeah.
I don't know another Candace. Yeah. I don't know another Craig. I don't know another Job. Do you even know someone that's called Job, Ari?
Let's start there.
Can you just acknowledge?
No, but I think it's cool because, you got to kind of... Yeah, you really have to work. I mean, a four-person dynamic is quite a dynamic to have. It's difficult to have two people work together, difficult to have three people work together. So to figure out how four people can talk cohesively and coherently and not over each other is quite a task. Lesego, what for you would be the ideal outcome in terms of what this show is setting out to achieve in 2018?
World domination.
Okay.
I think you got to go big, man.
Yeah.
If we do not represent what it means to be a millennial in 2018, 2019, 2020, not only in South Africa, not only in Africa, but in the world, then really what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's super exciting. And of course, the show is every single Tuesday at 3 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. Guys, one final line from each of you, except for the omnipresent over there, as to why people absolutely have to go catch up on the podcast, take a listen to it in the future, engage with everything you're putting out on social media, and engage with you as well. And you can do this. We can be British, we can be American, you can choose whatever personality you want.
So all we'll say is that we tell the truth. Even if our voices shake. That's us. We're cold, we're hot, we are raw in our approach. And I'm going to tell you what your mom will probably sugarcoat. We'll tell you straight up. Okay, is that
so concerning. Okay, cool, John.
Personally, I feel we live up to the slogan or the motto of Cliff Central, unscripted,
uncensored,
uncensored. So we give it raw as it is, and it's relevant, it's current, and it's fresh, and it's entertaining, and it's informative. So it is worth the while to go listen to it from a person who shares it from your experience, not some liberty Jew from any textbook or whatnot. Real life experience, that's what we give you.
I just think that what we do and what other people are doing is that, especially in Cliff Central, is that we inspire a lot of people, especially the millennials, young people, to know that, just to make people feel that it is possible to have more than one job, to have more than one personality. You could have gone through different situations while you were young, but that doesn't prevent you from being amazing. And you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, you see through all of that when we were having our podcast. You can actually hear us that in the beginning we're struggling, and as we move along, we're swiftly, like, you know, diversifying and everything's becoming smoother. Just to say that we stepped out of our comfort zone and we are now bigger and we're getting stronger, and we're just hoping that, you know, we dominate the world and we influence and inspire as much people as we possibly can.
I think it's so cool, and I think you're bringing such a cool energy to the afternoons, and it's very, very cool to have you in the building and just, yeah, to have young people creating such amazing content. That's Candace, Job, and Craig 060, and then the Omnipresent all weighing in. The Urban Culture Drive airs Tuesdays at 3 p.m. You can catch up on everything, and they'll be back again next Tuesday, 3 p.m. More KOCC action next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.